in concept here. Tie these three things together. Blessing, anointing, love. It's love that blesses.
Jesus said he was anointed by God to bless and love others, and so are you. Today, Kenneth explains the relationship between blessing, anointing, and love. So join us for today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's look, first of all, in the scripture where Peter is preaching in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. Verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive. So what this was concept. Amen. He perceived something. Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. All right, hold your place there and look with me in the 4th chapter of the book of Luke. Verse 16, Jesus came to Nazareth where he'd been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place. You and I know it as the 61st chapter of the book of Isaiah. Where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, gave it again to the minister, and sat down. Now, that's what Peter is referring to here. Let's look at it again. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Jesus took that text everywhere he went. Read that and launched his message from there into whatever was called for by the moment, the meeting, wherever he was, depending on what the purpose of that meeting is or was at the time. But it began with that text. Amen. Now, this is very, very important information. He published that, he preached that everywhere, everywhere. Now, I want you to notice what Peter said here. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Read that aloud with me, please. For God was with him. For God was with him. Thank you, sir. I'll do it. Now, here's concept. God never changes. Amen? Amen? Amen. And he did it once. You better pay attention, because that's the way he's going to do it. Amen? Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. Well, what does the word bless mean? The literal meaning of the word, if you bless somebody, you say something good. Now, stay with me now, because I want you to get the concept. God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about blessing. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. What you're seeing in the ministry of Jesus is a manifestation of what God said to Adam in the Garden of Eden. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have authority over it. The blessing of the Lord. Say it, the blessing of the Lord. It was the blessing of the Lord. It was the Spirit of God. It was the glory of God that raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. Because you see, you can't separate that from the blessing. In concept here, tie these three things together. Blessing, anointing, love. It's love that blesses. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, religion and religious, whatever it is. Well, now, you know, that sickness, or you know, God might have just took all your property and everything and bring you down a peg or two. And if you just wake up here, this might be a blessing in disguise. There ain't no such thing as sickness being a blessing under any circumstance or kind. It's a curse. If God said it's a curse, it's a curse. And when you understand what blessing means and who the blessing is and what the blessing is, and it, the blessing of the Lord Are you helping me? I'm having to pull these words out here kind of one at a time here. It's because of spiritual concept, and sometimes spiritual things are hard to describe with natural words. Yeah. Oh, God is so smart. Thank you, Lord. Now, let me demonstrate. Will you do that? If I'm going to bless my brother Dave, I'm going to bless him. Now, the blessing, if I bless my brother, what is going to bless him? The anointing. Now you got it. Without the anointing, it's not the blessing of the Lord. And without the blessing, there is no anointing. You following me, aren't you? Now, hang on to that. So I want you to grasp that and take hold of that. Now, we know this about the anointing. It is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. That's what the anointing does. Amen. All right. Back to where we read last night in Luke chapter 8. Now, this will mean more to you. Luke 8. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. Now, we know exactly what was going on here because Jesus went about how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. And we know that that's what was going on here. We just have a description of it. And the 12 were with him. Now think about the 12. He anointed them. Amen. They began to minister. How? With his anointing, or, to help us, with his blessing. Amen. Now later, what happened? When they got born again, and then on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out, now the blessing of Abraham has come in them. Not just on them or around them, but in them. Jesus was made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham, help me finish it, might do what? Might what? Come on. Is that what it said? Might come on. Is that what that said? That the blessing of Abraham might come on. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me. That the anointing, the blessing might come on the Gentiles. Woo, that's you and me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the gospel. I'm not supposed to be blind. I'm not supposed to be sick. I'm not supposed to be broke. I'm supposed to be blessed. And I am. But I have to say I am before I am. I am. But then I have to say I am. And then I am. There's a message in there somewhere. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Oh, Lord, help me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sir, and certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. Now, these are the 12, many others, but all of them, all of them, the women, the many others, were all partners and what he's doing. He said, I came to do the will of my Father who sent me. Well, that's what they're doing. Jesus said, who are my mother and my brethren but those that do the will of the Father? That's my family. Why? That's what they're the blessed ones. They get in on my blessing. Because they're helping me do what I'm supposed to do. Well, whatever he's supposed to do, he's doing it because he's anointed, which is blessed. Amen? Well, that's the way he does what he does, and that's what he's doing. And if you're doing with him what he does, you're going to be doing it with the same blessing and the same anointing. And if you'll do it the way he says do it, then it'll be on that same level with him. That's the reason I'm looking for some more suddenlies, glory to God. That's the reason I'm looking for immediately and straightway and suddenly the Spirit of God fell on them. Because we see it not only in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but we see it in the book of Acts, glory to God. Same Jesus. Same blessing. Now, he said to them, when he has said these things, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. The disciples said, what might this parable be? And then he began to explain to them these things. Now, I want you to get an even greater grasp of what he said in the 10th verse. Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. It's given to know. Look with me in the book of Philippians right quick. Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and the deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship. The Greek word is partnership. For your part in the gospel from the first day until now. Now, what is the gospel? Well, he's still referring to what he wrote in the book of Galatians. He wrote in the letter to Galatians. He's still referring to that. Amen. Now, the gospel then to a sick man is a message on healing, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
Then the gospel to a blind man is a message on recovery of sight to the blind.
That's right.
The gospel to a poor man that can't pay his bills, doesn't have enough to eat. I mean, that's the gospel of financial prosperity.
Yeah, that's right.
But it all has, all of those things are part of the blessing of Abraham. Woo, glory to God. So what are his partners doing? Why is he praying for them? I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. For what? For your fellowship, your partnership in preaching redemption from the curse. In preaching that Jesus was made a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on you. Glory to God. And you're helping me do that from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus, the Anointed One. And you have to remember, everywhere he wrote the word Christ, they read anointed. They weren't reading along in Greek and then got an English word. They weren't reading along in Greek, then read the word Messiah. No, that's Hebrew. They didn't read the word anointed. They read the word Christ, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah, which is anointed. Staggering, huh? Of course it is. Now you can see why the devil tried to pull that blindfold of religion over people's eyes to the point where people thought that's Jesus' last name or something. And even when we read the word Christ, and even knowing what it meant, you still stumble over it. Because you read the word and say the word Christ without mentally thinking anointing. It's just kind of blah.
Yes. Wow.
It's just a word.
That's right.
No more.
Amen.
No more.
Amen.
Anointed. Amen.
Amen.
Blessing.
Yes.
Anointing.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
Love did it.
Yes.
This is the anointing of love. Now, wait a minute. Back up. Put her in reverse. Back up here just a second. The anointing of love. Yeah, but it's love himself. Love himself. Work with this. Renew your mind to this. That God is love is God is love is God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
While traveling down the road of life, we are all faced with decisions. Many of those decisions affect our destiny. Choosing to walk in love is the only way to stay on the right path. And walking in love is simply choosing God's way. Choosing kindness instead of gossip, choosing unity in place of strife, choosing forgiveness rather than bitterness. Love is a choice that directs you once it's made. The Love Never Fails package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland provides the tools to empower your decision. Limitless Love Daily Devotional is a practical way to put God's Word on love in your heart so it's there when you need it. Love is the limitless resource of fuel for your faith. All of your relationships can be repaired and improved as you discover God's boundless love for you through the Building Relationships That Last Lifeline Kit. It contains video and written teachings for each day, as well as uplifting music, scriptures on CD, and scripture cards for you and your family to study individually or together. You can have rich and rewarding relationships.
You have reached your destination.
Follow love's directions. It makes all the difference in life.
Transform your life through the power of love. Request your free copy of the Love Never Fails package. Learn how the love of God can set you free from fear and anger. God's love knows no bounds. Take advantage of this free TV offer today by calling 800-600-7395 or by going to our website at kcm.org/TV special. For this and other faith-building teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
The love of God will never fail you. Now, do people fail you? Sometimes. But the love of God is always extended to anyone who will just trust Him. Just trust that His love won't fail you. And many times, the Lord will express this love and this compassion for you, and He does it through the people around you, other believers. And that's why you've got to come get in meetings like the Southwest Believers Convention, because you get around other people, and not only will your faith be fed from hearing the Word and hearing the Word, but you're going to meet people, Christians, from all over the world. And you start talking to each other, and before you know it, you are building each other up and encouraging each other and preaching to each other out in the lobby or the parking lot. And this is an awesome meeting. You got to come be a part of it. And don't forget, we offer Spanish translation through the whole services. So anybody you know that would benefit from that, get them into these meetings. We just want to be a blessing to you. Thanks so much for watching the broadcast today. We look forward to seeing you again. Never forget that Jesus is Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Order this week's free TV offer today and build your faith to live in victory. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Fifty years of revelation. 50 years of anointed meetings. 50 years of lives changed. Culminating at one huge week-long event. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is celebrating 50 years of ministry, and there's no better place to celebrate with us than the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. With new dates, July 30th through August 5th, start the week off with powerful worship from the One Worship Team. Join the Copelands, Jesse Duplantis, Jerry Savelle, Creflo Dollar, Bill Winston, and Keith Moore for life-changing messages from the Word of God. Come early to the morning and evening sessions for pre-service prayer with Terry Copeland Pearson's. Healing School is Saturday. Come with expectancy. Bring the whole family. Children and youth services are going on all week. The 2017 Southwest Believers Convention. Register today at kcm.org/swbc17.